Today is the beginning of the season of Advent. The church learned a long time ago that people need a way to get ready to come close to a mystery like the Incarnation, the mystery we call Christmas. So the church set aside the season of Advent as a time of preparation. During Advent, we are all on the way to Bethlehem, all getting ready to welcome the King who is coming and is coming still. On the first Sunday of Advent, we remember the prophets. The prophets are people who come so close to God and God comes so close to them that they know what is most important. The prophets pointed the way to Bethlehem. They didn't know exactly what was going to happen there, but they knew this was the place. O
Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, desire of the world, Savior of all peoples, come and dwell among us. Beloved in Christ, in this season of Advent, let it be our care and delight to prepare our hearts and minds for the mystery of the Incarnation and the coming of our Savior, who was and is to come.
Amen.
Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. We have a special way of celebrating our Eucharist today. Instead of our usual Liturgy of the Word, where we have readings and a sermon, we are going to tell the story in a more embodied, incarnational way. So if you're looking at page 2 of your bulletin where it says Las Posadas, the thing to know, I think the story will make itself pretty clear as we play it out, but the thing to know is that it's really the children and whatever parents feel like they need to accompany them who need to get ready to be part of the story, because we are about to tell the story of the Holy Family arriving in Bethlehem, looking for a place to stay, and they need some people to accompany them. And when you find a place to stay, there will be some goodies awaiting you. So our Holy Family and some of their friends will be outside,
And the kids
who want to be part of the story should go outside too. It's a little bit cold, but you're going to be moving around and singing and stuff. And the rest of us get to stay inside. And so we are going to be the singers along with the rest of the choir, who are like the innkeepers. We're here inside, mostly saying no to the Holy Family. We're like the bad guys for the first couple of songs. So you can stay in your seat, you can join the choir, but watch at the different doors as our travelers come around looking for a place to stay. And if you're following along and want to sing along, which you're very welcome to do, you'll turn to page 5 for the words in Spanish and English, and the parts that are in bold are for you to sing.
If you need the music, page 3 are the outside people, and page 4, that's you guys. Now, motivation.
Oh,
And before we continue with the service, I think we should have a round of applause for all the people who made that portrait possible.
Our service continues with the Nicene Creed, which you can find on page 7 of your bulletin. Please stand as you are able. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
God of the watching, God of the waiting, be present with us.
God of the watching, who made a circle of the Advent wreath, remind us of your infinite love, which has no beginning or end. Help us to set our minds on things eternal. Lord, in your mercy, God of the waiting, we pray for all in authority in the church and in the world. We look forward to the day when the nations of the world walk in the light and your peace is experienced by all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the watching, we pray for the city of Davis and for all of Yolo County, that we may be a community of hope and light in this world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the waiting, we pray for all the people of your church, that we may strengthen them for the ministry that you have set before them, for bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people, that all of us may heed your call on our lives and be committed to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the watching, God of the waiting, we pray for the sick, the friendless, and the needy, that they may experience your healing presence. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of time and eternity and the source of comfort for all who mourn, we pray for all who have died, especially those we hold in our hearts and name before you now. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of abundance and hope, we are challenged in our worship to set our hearts and minds on the here and now, and to remember and be thankful for all you have given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hasten, O God, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we who now live by faith may with joy behold your Son at his advent in glorious majesty.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. We have a lot of announcements today, a lot of fun things going on at church, as you can see just from this morning. If you are new to St. Martin's, we don't always start off our service this way, but on the first Sunday of the month, we try to do something new and creative and family-friendly, and it seemed like the perfect time this month to do our Las Posadas. So thank you for being here for that. We did a sort of regular service at 8 o'clock, so that that was recorded, and if you want to hear the readings and the sermon for today, that will be available. After church today, beginning this Sunday and going through all the Sundays of Advent, I'll be helping lead a conversation based on a course called The Weary World Rejoices, and you are all welcome to join me for that for one Sunday or all the Sundays or whatever works for you. There's no homework, so you can just show up. We're going to be meeting in room 6 and 7 around 11:30. If I'm not there, I unlocked the door for you. So I'll be on my way, and you can, I think the heat's even on in there. So just head over that way when you're ready. We'll start as close to 11:30 as we can, and that goes on all through the Sundays of Advent. Next Sunday, we have our usual Sunday morning schedule, and then we also have a wonderful program, the Lessons and Carols, starting at 4 o'clock. It will be here in this room, and there's a great description of it. It's called A Voice in the Wilderness, a new kind of Advent Lessons and Carols. I hope you'll take a look at that and plan to be here for that service. I know the choir and some of their guests have been working very, very hard on that, and I think it's going to be a really wonderful program. On the back page of your insert, you can see a lot about the upcoming service schedule, things we're doing for Advent and for Christmas, and start to mark your calendars. We're also looking for some more help with some of those services, so if you're on our regular schedule as a reader or a Eucharistic minister, please go in and get your names in there. And if you're not, but you'd like to know how you can start helping out more in worship, contact Janet in the office, and we'll see if we can align you with some of the work that needs to be done. I won't read everything else in here. There was I'm supposed to say something for the kids. Oh, if you weren't here last Sunday, in Godly Play, we made Advent wreaths, and they made some extras for the kids who couldn't be here that day. And Diane Bamforth, where are you? Diane Bamforth is going to have those out in coffee hour afterwards. So if anybody needs an Advent, little Advent wreath that the kids made, talk to Diane. I also see our ushers are back there ready to hand out more goodie bags. Those are for people who are new or visiting or just want to see what's inside our goodie bags. So raise your hand. We won't call on you. We won't do anything embarrassing. But if you raise your hand, then the ushers will know to bring you a bag. The final thing is about communion. I usually give a little spiel about how on one side I intinct the host and then I hand it to you. On the other side, you have the option of having the host and the chalice separate. That is still true, but the change that we've made is that all of us will be receiving bread, and it is gluten-free bread. So you don't have to ask for gluten-free, because everything at this service is gluten-free. So that helps simplify things a little bit. We're really grateful to the very careful bakers who are making that gluten-free bread at home under very very carefully curated circumstances. So we're doing our best. I mean, there are never any guarantees, but we really think that this is safe gluten-free bread and it should work for everybody. So other things. celebrations and milestones. We had a bunch of birthdays. Yes.
I just wanted to announce that our grandniece arrived Saturday, healthy and too far away.
The birth of a grandniece. That's lovely. Anyone else? Yes.
I'm alive, and it's my birthday, and I'm very happy.
That's so great. It's so great to have people here that we haven't seen for a while and have people here who are celebrating. I know we had at least two staff birthdays. Margaret had a birthday. Ernie is about to have a birthday. And somebody else. Janet had one, but we can always celebrate her again. I think we mentioned that. Okay, maybe that's, is that all of us? Okay, well, if you would turn to, what page is it? Page 8. And we say our celebrations and milestones prayer together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And again, all are welcome to receive communion when you come forward in either the bread or the wine or both. And if you would prefer to just receive a blessing, you can come forward and cross your arms, indicating that. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit to these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died for us, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send us your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amén.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia!
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Oh,
Please rise as you are able. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love in the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin.
Amen.
May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love.
Amen.
May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer at his second advent be rewarded with unending life.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.